You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. When student elections are held next week at Western Michigan, the future of student media at the university will be on the ballot. A proposed $5 per semester student assessment fee would go to the Board of Trustees if it's approved by students when they vote next week. We are joined this morning by the general manager of student radio station WIDR, Monica Rodriguez. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting us, Gordon.
And Erin Genek, who is the editor-in-chief of the Western Herald. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, let's start with this idea of why you need a fee. Why do you need the money right now? Erin, why don't you begin?
Well, the biggest thing is that the Western Herald and WIDR and other media organizations are really the only hands-on experience for media that students cannot get in the classroom. So we really want to save that and save that hands-on experience, you know, that really plugging in and physically, you know, being able to function the radio and being able to write the story and, you know, plug in at the last 5 minutes on deadline. You know, we really want to keep that and save that so students can get that experience.
How many students do you have working right now? Let's begin, Monica, with you. How many students at WIDR?
Oh, there's almost like 25 students, and the rest of our volunteers are community members. So we are a crew of almost 40 volunteers working there.
And we're about 42, all students.
So if the student media fee is approved, there's also going to be kind of a reorganization of student media. So how is that going to work, Monica?
So this is the way that is going to work. We're going to have a board of directors that is going to be representative people from Western Herald and people from WIDR, also from other media organizations. And there we're going to split in different functions that are common. So people that are shooting photos for journalism or for the newspaper can also do it for our concerts, our events, mm-hmm. and so on. So we are kind of cross-functioning. So students can have the different experience, and they are more educated and experienced when they go to the real world out there.
And we really want to, our buzzword is kind of aggregate. We want to aggregate the content, since that's where media's headed now. That's where journalism's headed. You know, that's where radio's headed. We want to create one website that's going to give students all their information in one place. And by combining our resources and by sharing equipment, that's really going to help us aggregate it.
There was a time when people might say, well, I really want to go into radio. I really want to go into print journalism. I really want to go into television. Are you at this state, at the stage you're at, as students, are you recognizing that you got to learn how to do it all no matter where you end up working?
Yeah. It's definitely something where you have to be, you know,
multitasking,
triple
I guess.
Threat.
So if this fee does not pass, what is your plan B? What would you do then?
Well, from WIDR perspective, we have a really active alumni that they are really hands-on, that they won't let the student radio die, to say something dramatically. And they are really working tight with us, and we are having like a contingency plan if this doesn't happen. We also are advocating that appeal for students. So if this doesn't pass this year, we're going to appeal for next year too.
Erin, Western Herald, have you guys made any contingency plans?
Yeah. Since this call to action, so to speak, the Save Student Media campaign, we've received a lot of alumni support that we never really knew we had. I mean, people who really reached out and were like, hey, we want to help. And so we're looking to really activate that support too. But yeah, I mean, we're still going to petition the university for some kind of funding, so they better watch out.
It's $5 a semester. You're just saying it that way doesn't sound like a whole lot. But as you know, students look at that final bill, they see a lot of fees, and they might be thinking this is one more. Make your case here in the last minute or so that we have. Maybe, Monica, if you begin, how do you tell that student, hey, it's worth a little extra on that bill when you register for a semester?
Absolutely. This student media group is going to provide hands-on experience on students, not just for students that are related with communications or writing. It's different majors, including there, like business, HR, or any others. You have the experience, not just in journalism. You can have it on radio, too. You can have it photo shooting or broadcasting. So where else can you find that outside the classroom? anywhere else. So we are providing that, and $5 fee is a minimum amount. Like, just think about it. How many sandwiches, how many coffees do you drink for a week? And with $5, and this is for a semester to help a lot of students, so...
And for me, it's, you know, this is information you're not going to get from your friends. You know, you might not get this information from your teacher. You might not get this information from, you know, your peer. And if all else fails, you can't always get your $5 back. But, you know, you got to visit our studio and you got to visit our office and get it back. So
there is an option for a refund.
Yes, there is.
Okay. Thank you very much both for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Erin Genak is the editor-in-chief of the Western Herald, and Monica Rodriguez is the general manager of student radio station WIDR. Next week, student elections will include a proposed $5 per semester student assessment fee to pay for student media at Western Michigan University.